Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Nerd Talk Plus is a work of fiction by idiots. Nothing said within this episode should be taken as scientific fact, life advice, or even honesty. We should probably recommend against listening at all. Since you're here, no getting mad about this very dumb thing without the express written consent of Major League Centaurs.
Centaurs!
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
As heard on 107.7 The End in Seattle. Hello, I'm Gregor, and welcome to my ridiculous Nerd Talk, only longer and dumber. This is Nerd Talk Plus. He's the first person in my life to make the chaos of Florida seem actually worth it. Just a meat vessel for human gratification. We call his wiener a service animal. He's not wearing anything under those sweatpants except maybe a Spam Musubi. He's also the ambassador to Veganistan.
Yeah, you pronounced that correctly.
Okay, good. Thank you. It's Ambassador Siege.
Hola. Wan Chong howdy. Shalama.
Your excellency.
Oi. Ni howdy? Ni hola?
You say
something.
You say ni hola, right?
Yeah. No, I say ni howdy. But I say ni hola. I was in Little Havana all day today, so.
Wait. Don't you usually say ni hola?
No, I say ni howdy.
Oh, boy. I haven't written.
Maybe I do say Neola. I don't know.
I don't know. Gravy, can you weigh in on this? Do you know what he normally says? No? Okay.
No. Good. Thanks. Appreciate it.
He says me howdy.
Okay, good.
Right. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, help me.
Sorry, I had to hit the button. I mute myself.
Yeah, good,
so.
good.
Back.
Good.
Just
yeah.
Like the audience
stay
demands.
Muted. Stay muted.
And helping us behind the scenes and then muting himself at the end, or unmuting himself at the end, we have producer Sean Tasty Gravy, not Gervin. None of us a scientist, engineer, or supervillain. None of us Brandon, who's not here yet. But if you are, Brandon, let us know what we get right, wrong, or get whatever I'm supposed to say. And if you could hop online and do us a solid and tell a friend, write a review, or just hop online to say sexy things about Siege. NerdTalkPlus.com is our website, or you can find us on, and that's our link tree that'll get you to all of our links, including the brand new Discord.
Whoa, that has all four people on it.
Yeah, it has. Not even everyone on the show is on the Discord.
But we'll get there, hopefully.
Yeah, eventually. You can find us on Instagram also if you just search out, fully spelled out, Nerd Talk Plus, DOTCOM, nerdtalkplus.com. Yeah, pretty cool. All right. Well, Siege, I don't know. I mean, I already said it to you ahead of time, but you can probably tell I am wildly sick Christmas week. I mean, not Christmas week. Siege's birthday week. I am.
Whoa!
I am. I'm feeling not great today, but I had to go to the store to buy Flonase, as one nice. Does. And
nothing like snorting stuff on your birthday.
On sale today at the CVS.
Ooh.
One of my
hell yeah, Vicks Vapo Sticks.
Yeah, for the inhaling, and we did this for a long time on the pod, but
you know what? I got to get mine, but it's like so hard to.
What's going on with your hand?
It's I mean, I'm wearing.
Are you wearing a Godzilla prosthetic?
Yes, I am.
Okay,
I have these giant stuffed Godzilla hands, so I get the supple touch of Godzilla, but I get to feel like it's soft
and so does she.
Yes. But it does make it hard to do anything around here, so
as long as it makes it hard, that's all that really seems to matter.
Keeps it.
Yeah, anyway, so not feeling great today, but here we are. I wanted to I'm traveling next week, so I won't be able to record next week, and so this is our final episode of the year, I think our final episode of season 4.
Holy crap.
And we did 49 episodes.
What were we thinking
this year? Now, to be fair, we did 5 episodes in one weekend. So that was,
I mean, but that counts.
Absolutely. No one's here to say how often or how long or frequent or whatever the episodes have to be. There it is. He's got his inhaler stick.
Oh my God. Yeah.
2 for $11 at CVS right now, which is really? Still kind of a ripoff, but I love it. So
I'm still going.
I think I'm going to leave one here for the podcast specifically and for doing my job. And then I'm going to carry the other one in my pocket. So
nice.
Does Gravy have one too? He's making a face. There it is, everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, mine looks like a tampon in my nose.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, wait, other side. Other side, yep.
Both sides. I'm just going to get the straight up grease and rub it all over my chest.
Oh, dude, I've got some of the actual vapor rub upstairs, and I'm considering before bed tonight going for it.
You absolutely should. It's good for you.
Yeah, and it makes you smell great, and I don't know, whatever. Okay, so anyway, last episode of the year, last episode of season 4, which is pretty exciting, I think. 49 episodes in total. I think this is our second full year with Siege on board, so you've now been part of more than 50% of the episodes, because we did not have a good track record of getting very many done before. And so, we can't do this without Siege, it feels like. So, pretty exciting. Anyway, any memorable things stand out for you this year, Siege, in the episodes?
Yeah, you guys won't take your shirts off.
Yeah, I'm not into that. No one needs to see that.
I want it. It's my birthday.
Oh, okay. All right, hold on.
Are we going to get it?
Tomorrow's your birthday, right?
Yeah.
All right, hold on.
December 23rd.
Brandon's going to freak out when he shows up.
Oh, this is going to be great. Gravy, right. Tarps off. Yes!
There we go.
Yes, I finally got it.
Oh, my God.
My dreams have all come true.
I thought I was white, and then I just saw Gravy, and I'm like... Eh.
Yeah, I mean, that Scottish dude is like a pale blue.
He looks like he's like in the Cloud City having a lightsaber fight with Darth Vader. He's got his blue lightsaber out that we learned about last week. So,
Speaking of which, I found out that we have a new listener who had some feedback on the show.
Oh, let's go. That's great.
His name is Ed.
Oh, no.
My father.
Oh, no. I thought it was going to be my father-in-law, and I was like, oh, no. Yeah,
no, not that. Not that Ed.
Okay.
No.
What's up, dummy?
Yeah, what's up, Ed?
Dummy's a term of endearment.
Yes. No, he doesn't care at this point. He's just like, he thinks everything I do is stupid. So, but he wanted to make sure that...
He's not wrong.
We all knew that purple lightsabers are only for Samuel L. Jackson.
Well... I don't want to besmirch Ed's good name, but
you're
wrong, dummy.
And he refuses to to discuss hot dogs with me at all.
Why?
Probably stemming back to an incident between my brother and I where we got into a fight with frozen hot dogs and ended up throwing them through drywall. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, well, I thought it was kind of awesome.
Did he make you fix it?
Oh, we patched that stuff up and had it painted and had stuff hanging in front of it before my parents even got home. So
they're like, why does it smell like fresh paint? You're like, don't worry about it.
It doesn't. You just have some in your nose from working so hard all day.
You're like, here, hit this.
Yeah. Oh,
minty. Okay, so we have a new listener, Ed. Hey, Ed, thanks for joining us. Sorry in advance. Not really, but it's, you know.
He did it to himself. Yeah, that's the way I feel about all of our listeners. Thank you. I'm sorry. You're doing this to yourself.
Yeah, that's fair. what else? So wait, did you give me a moment that you enjoyed from the year? Did you say something? I can't remember already.
I enjoyed last birthday getting the bidet. It's come in very handy over the course of a year.
That was season 3, though.
That's true. That's true.
Season 4 highlights.
I mean, coming to Seattle.
Oh, yeah.
The birthday surprise in Spokane.
Yeah, that was fun. You were here twice. I mean, you were on the West Coast twice in 1 month. That was crazy.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy. I got to meet Brandon's in-laws.
Oh, that's pretty weird.
That was so weird.
And you timed it right.
Yeah, I did.
All right.
Funny, still didn't meet him.
You didn't?
Nope.
Oh, I didn't. I didn't know that part. Okay. Anyway,
I didn't either.
So anyway, for me, I really enjoyed the part where we invented the word "cumped."
Yeah. It's been great.
That was good.
It's come in handy.
I was reflecting back on the show and I had a couple things that I've immediately forgotten them because how can I remember anything ever? Oh, more recently, the thing where we were like, okay. Yeah, that took Gravy long enough to unmute his thing. Jeez.
He's too busy staring at himself shirtless.
Like, yeah, look at this. Sending nitpicks to his lady.
Look at that sweater. God, the thing's almost a turtleneck.
Yeah. I just had a turtle head. It was crazy. It was,
nice. Congratulations. You said you tripped over it?
Something like that. Why are you tripping? All right. I hate doing this without my shirt on. It feels so weird. I'm like,
no, this is great.
What else happened this year that we like that was cool that we got to do? Like, I can't. Man, Gravy, did you have any moments that you were like, that was pretty fun on the pod? Like, it has to be pod related. Like, going to Chinese food was pretty fun, but
that was awesome.
I think that whole time when we got to wear or Brandon was wearing the helmet. That was fun.
At my we all get to hang out at my house. That was weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the crazy homeless guy screaming at us while we were driving around. That was fun.
And then out of all of us, the one to lean out the window and start shouting at him, threatening to fight him, is Brandon.
That would have been cute.
That was awesome. Meanwhile, we have a black belt in the car.
How about moments from the pod? How about like when we didn't see each other? Does anyone have anything that we did? Like, I guess I could go back and look at like the list of episodes or whatever.
See, I always forget what we talked about, like, right after, until the end.
Siege, I do that, and then I edit it, and then I go to write the thing, and I have already forgotten what I just listened to. I didn't have to participate. I was just editing it, and I'm like, oh, that's funny. And then if we don't write notes about it, it is nothing happened on the show. It's insane.
Yeah.
Last week's episode, a real slog of us talking about nonsense. My God. I thought it was great at the time, and then I went back and was like,
yeah, right at the end, you were like, yeah, I think that was one of our best episodes.
Yeah, no, it was not the case. let's see here. Nerd Talk. Let's just go over some of the last week's episodes.
Yeah, we should probably just go over the names of the episodes.
With the butt was last week's episode. That's a good one. Okay, I'm going to go back to going back to January. Our first episode last year was Feliz Ano Nuevo. Happy New Butthole.
Feliz cumpleaños.
We rank the sexiness of billionaire feet. Week two.
Ah, yes, that's right. Oh, man, that was this year?
Yeah, it was January 14th. Holy,
wow. Man, we had that whole thing with feet for a while there. We almost got a show Feet Finder account.
That's right. The following week, Siege is busy starting our only hooves. Brandon got a guy deported. I don't remember that, but that's fun. Gerg's new drugs in January 30th.
Oh, man. We went through a whole cycle of medical.
Have him dreaming like a real Siege, but it gives us a great question of the week. I didn't say what it was in the thing because I wanted people to actually go and listen to it. So great job. That episode was called It Gets Corn Out of Both. <I
don't know>. Oh, I know what that was. That was the water pick.
So was that like a bidet reference?
It was like using those water pick teeth cleaners, but also a bidet.
Yeah,
like it gets corn out of both.
A little bit of column A, a little column B.
Yeah.
We ruined the best Jedi.
Man,
I don't remember that at all. We find out who Gerg's not grossest friend is. Show us your feet, says Brooke Arbeen on that episode. All right. Thanks, friend.
I still have that group photo of our feet. We should post that.
Gross. Siege versus the hot dog avalanche was the next week. This is a good hop in Siege's spaceship, senoritas. We're going crocodile hunting.
Sounds amazing.
And this is what I say. The original name seemed too gross even for me. No idea what that's about. So okay. This is a great idea. February 20th, best candy, laziest name. That has to be about nerds, gummy clusters. We lost Brandon to pterodactyl flu. Gerg broke his back. Oh, that's after I went to Gravy's house to work
on. That's right. Yeah.
Oh, his wife hated me. Oh boy. The next episode, what a title, Kuwait Watchers.
The Fat World Cup.
This week we take the Fat Bachelor around the world and go global. Bonus points if you even know where Tonga is located. I don't. A classic.
Asia Pacific Islands.
A classic for this year, The Ancient Floridians. I love that.
That was so good.
That could be a podcast, like a show title. Like you could start a podcast called The Ancient Floridians and do a history podcast about Florida. If only there was one out there that someone was already doing.
Yeah, never heard of one.
Celebratory Gravy was the next one.
Ugh, still gross.
Then we got to the beginning of, this is why I'm glad we're doing this, because there was a new theme this year that we added, and that was Blimp Kink, with an episode called Blimp Biscuit back in March. That's fun.
Man, that started all the way back in March.
Yeah, I guess so. It's this year.
This year in Blimp. Oh my God. I wonder if Brandon comes ready with a recap.
Grab probably a new toothbrush. Not. We're picking new smells for stuff.
Man, oh man.
That one was called Emotional Support Corn Dog. That's good. Oh, no idea what this is about, but April 3rd's episode was called Quite the Mouth Hog. Oh, that's this week we find out which of these idiots has the biggest mouthpiece. I don't know.
Was that where we were trying to figure out our we were trying to figure out our mouth in milliliters by how many bees we could fit in it.
Great. The following week, little did Brandon know what was about to happen, but the following week was called Brandon's Squirrel Bordello, where he was talking about squirrels humping themselves out of the trees and falling on the ground. Only for us to show up the following. No, I guess it was 2 weeks later because there's an episode called Slumber Party.
Yeah.
So trampoline scientist and daddy friends. That's the week before we went.
Wow.
And then Slumber Party was our 5-part episode, 2 hours and 22 minutes long. That was good. Where we all,
amazing.
All three of us went to Spokane and invaded Brandon's private life and annoyed his family and found out about the horse track and we invented new golf. Oh, new golf was a huge.
Oh, new golf. Yeah. That's a highlight. That's got to be up there. Top three easily.
Also, for that episode, we came up with a new terminology. This from May 1st. Nerd B talk.
That's right.
Michael B. Jordan. You just put a B in
Michael
there.
Michael B. Douglas.
Whatever you want. Yeah. You just add a B to whatever you want. And you can just use whatever it is.
Oh, you know what I just realized? With the Discord, maybe I can actually put the Velociraptor somewhere where people can find it.
Oh, brother, you have to do that. Even if it was just a Google Doc that we share, like we could just like make it accessible or something.
Yeah. I'm going to have to do that. I'm going to make a channel.
Okay, so follow us on Discord, Nerd Talk Plus. Go to nerdtalkplus.com to find out more about that and join up. That's so cool. Great job, again, getting that set up. The following week, we learned about the Kentucky Derby. That's fun.
Ah, yes.
Apparently, we have a new male equivalent name to Karen. I say sorry to my friend Karen, and it's someone on the show.
Who's
the Karen? It must be me.
It's got to be you or Gravy.
Yeah, the two.
Everybody thinks Gravy's a cop anyway.
Yeah.
That smirk doesn't do anything to hide it.
If you shaved that beard and kept that mustache, you would instantly look like you could be on Tacoma FD or whatever it was called.
Yeah.
This is a good episode name. This would make me want to listen. This one's called Snake Knowledge.
Ooh.
I don't know what that's about.
Is that actual nerd talk?
It's a no, no way.
I doubt it.
It just says this. My notes from this week's episode: snake knowledge, cetacea mania, being really into whales. Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Robust dolphin-like body.
Wow.
Good luck, everyone. These things are quite the puzzle. Anyway, one of us got bitten by a snake, and we're pretty sure. Oh, that's when C's got bit by a snake.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
What a day, or what a year.
I forgot I got bit by a snake when I was trying to save a tortoise.
The reverse centaur. Now we have an episode called, we actually did some nerd talk. I think I was applying for business.
Yeah.
And so we did one that was actually serious. Tongue girth and time capsules for 6-9 day, which came out on 6-11. I'm sorry that I'm just going over all these.
These are great. This is like a year in review.
Daddy Crockpot. That was fun.
Oh, yeah. That was fun in the actual doing, too.
Siege was in America for this week's pod, but it wasn't without issues. Oh, is that when you, by America, we mean you left Florida and came to Washington? That was 619. Yeah. So, yeah.
That would have to be it.
Oh, that was fun. And we surprised Brandon, I think. Then there was Karate Coffee. That's fun.
Oh, yeah. Siege's karate hole.
Yeah. Complicated sugar. Okay, boring. I don't know what geo creeping with Gerg is, but I love that. I want to do that.
Oh, I remember that.
Be careful what photos you post, because some weirdo on his couch could definitely be triangulating barbecue from space.
Yep. Okay. I know exactly what you were doing, you creeper.
Oh, was I stalking somebody? Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Someone hot, hopefully?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Of course.
Curly fries and burger rubbing.
Nice dry rub.
My notes just say fornicario. Probably something. See, just karate hole. Great. Yeah.
Hell yes.
Tomfoolery and friendship. That's a nice title. Sideshow Bob Ross. That's fun. That was the lead of that episode. This is definitely a 2025 highlight, guys. Gergirth.
Yes.
Gravy, if any of these stand out to you that were actually highlights, will you like just jot them down so we can make like a top five to put into the show notes or whatever? Cause that's fun. Girth, yeah. That was the discovery of having the same girth and length.
that's like an actual new classification of measurement.
Yeah, we stoiked.
Yeah.
Legit stoichiometry that we created.
We should try and submit that somewhere.
It's followed by Gurgle Earth.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Shalligator versus Alligark. That's fun.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about those too.
This is one of the things we talked about. Circumference.
This is the dumbest smart show ever.
Then there was September. Gravy made gravy. I don't know what that means because it wasn't about Thanksgiving. So that seems weird.
Gross.
It just says, on a very mature episode of JK, welcome to yet another incredibly juvenile episode where we do at least cover three actual Nerd Talk stories. Someone clean off the whiteboard. Oh, gravy made gravy. That's what it was.
That's it. There we go.
This one's just called Fill Up the Jar, ..
Fill up.
That sounds
exactly the way it's supposed to.
Oh, man. This we didn't talk about a lot. It wasn't like a year like highlight, I don't think, but it was something that we laughed a lot about. And this was this one was called World Record Fart. Oh, yeah.
Didn't we play that at the end or in its entirety?
We played like the 48 second fart. Top Skamen. That's fun.
Ah, yes.
That was a return of Guinness time after Brandon not being on the show for 61 weeks, much like today. We're 24 minutes in. No Brandon. Big Bad Hot Tub Daddies. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
That was the one where Siege wore a Spider-Man mask for the episode. That's good.
Oh, nice.
That was our Halloween episode.
Oh, okay. I was going to say just for, you know, whatever reason.
This one's called That's Too Many Picards. Okay. Agree.
It's probably me just making up names like Jean-Luc and Jean-Louis and
everyone shave your head and join the Space Navy because someone decided to leave the podcast up to Gurg and Siege. That's a pretty good detective duo name. Okay, yeah, so like what's your personality alignment? Oh, yeah. Are you familiar with the good versus evil and lawful versus chaotic scale? Well, we learned what the best... How does this have anything to do with Picard? All right, whatever.
Oh, his placement on the...
Yeah, don't worry about it.
On the chart, yeah.
The ghost of Nerd Talk, that was... apparently it died.
Oh, yeah. Was it you? Did you die?
Oh, something about Horse Ghost Manor, that's fun. Oh, cool. Then more recently, Spokemon Go. That's fun.
Hell yeah.
Florida Man versus the Predator. an episode just weeks ago called Huge Poop. Back to where this list started. Start with the butt. So, what do you hear?
I wish I had a sound that was a round of applause because I would play it.
Yeah. Maybe I'll let's put a
little marker right there.
Ah, oh, there it is. Ah, oh, good job, Gurg. Yeah, I remember. I have the old all our dumb podcast stuff that I just bring back to use. It's real fun. So
I love it.
Yeah, good times. That's been a fun year. When we come back, we actually have some Nerd Talk, but also we can discuss what we're hoping for the start of 2026. And we'll do This Week in Dreams next on Nerd Talk Plus.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Well, I was hoping that we would have Brandon by now so we could talk about some 2026 stuff. Maybe we'll give him a few minutes to see if he actually shows up, and then we can talk
Shoot him a text, the future
about that. I mean, no pressure if he's, you know,
no pressure.
If he's too, good for us, it's fine. But just let him know that there's a lot of skin that he's missing out on.
Yeah.
So how about some actual nerd talk? Forbes.com is reporting that one startup is planning on making 50,000 active robots, many of them humanoid, to do things like work in factories or be sold to the U.S. military as battle droids.
No, they're definitely going straight to the military.
Yeah, I mean, come on. It's called the Phantom. It's a 5-foot-9, 180-pound humanoid robot.
You can't call it the Phantom and think that it's going to be in a factory. It's definitely going to be murdering people.
Yeah, exactly. It's called like the Murderer.
Yeah. Because it
murders your bottom line. Nah, it just targets brown people. That's what it's for.
Yeah.
5'9", 180. That's basically one gravy.
So wow.
They're probably coming for your job there, gravy.
Gravy bots.
Oh, man. Just with a that pumps out gravy.
Tastes just as good as Thanksgiving.
Butter up the cob and go to town. God damn it.
You have to edit it.
My problem is whenever I hear someone mention a battle droid, I just think about Roger, Roger, like the battle droids from Star Wars being awful. But then,
Roger, Roger.
But then you think about the Terminator, and
they look like giant ducks.
I love them. First of all, they're so fun. It's time for my kid to start learning about them. I'm going through I'm going through the Clone Wars right now. So season one's real good. I think that show's real good. It's like 100 episodes, which is too many episodes. But if you haven't watched the Clone Wars and you just want to watch, and you're like a Star Wars adjacent person, just watch the last forever episodes because they're the best Clone Wars, period. Full stop. Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. So what do you think would be worse? A future where there's Terminator robots or like lots of duck looking battle, you know, B1 battle droids?
Oh, Terminator robots. That would suck.
Yeah.
Yeah, the B1 battle droids, they're just kind of dorks. I mean, you can kind of tell them
what to do. My legs aren't working. I must need maintenance.
That was pretty good.
It's only because I'm sick.
Oh!
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
The name.
Hold on.
Why are you questioning
everything? None of you have shirts on. I can't hear anything.
It looks like he's frozen, just like pensively staring at us. There we go.
Get him up. Here we go. Botas helmet.
Oh, I wish. Come
on. He froze, but yeah. Can't wait till
the don't worry, when he comes back. There we go. Wow. That angle made him look like he wasn't wearing anything. He's wearing
like a kind of a khaki colored pant. So it definitely looked like we were about to see some dong.
Yes. Yes, sir. Oh, no. Yes. Now I'm not the only one who's completely naked.
He's not completely naked.
I have underwear on.
I was going to say chain. Close enough.
Hold on.
Look at us.
I don't have underwear on. No,
there we go. Yes.
Okay, I feel weird. I feel weird. I'll put my underwear
don't
back
feel
on.
Weird. Just embrace it.
Where's my shirt?
Embrace it. Let me embrace it.
I need an adult.
It is so.
Look at us.
So cold in my Ghost Horse Manor right now, you guys.
Yeah.
So, why are we doing this?
See, it's his birthday tomorrow.
Because I asked.
So we're doing it for his birthday. Yeah. Pretty nice of us, huh?
I can't believe the ambassador of Vagina Stan.
Vagina Stan.
Well, I've been asking for it all year.
And so he was like, we were talking about it's birthday week. You missed a really good top half of the show because we went through all of the episode titles and laughed about them a lot.
But then I got on the show and I got to see everybody's top half. So I feel really good about it.
So I encourage you to go back and listen to it because you'll be really impressed by some of the things that we don't remember. So it's
great.
It was pretty fun though. Anyway. Okay. Well, since we have you, Brandon, we're first of all, I just want to show off something that I have with me today.
Lucky your muscle.
My inhaler.
Well, I don't have that. Yeah. Oh, I left my inhaler in my office. I have a chapstick. Okay.
Let's stick that in your nose.
Yeah. Okay.
I think you got black tampon in there. That's interesting.
Now I put it on my lips. That's gross.
He used it immediately. Nah, it's fine. It's your own snot. It's all right. But it is pretty weird. I called it a tampon and then you used it on your lips. That's pretty fun.
My tampon chapstick that was in my nose and down on my lips.
Yeah,
brand new sentence.
And it's black.
Oh, that's got to go in the Glossoraptor too.
So dudes, what I'm first of all, Brandon, you have to join our Discord. We've invited you and you haven't joined. You have to join.
Oh yeah, smart. I will do that.
Is that where we talk now? Well, some. We have four people there and one of them isn't you. So <it's>
pretty- Wait. Who's me?
Brooke R. Bean is might have a fifth person too. But like
we got Brooke Arbeen, Ari, and Eric.
Okay, oh, cool.
Quick question.
Hey, do we know how Ari's mouth is? Is this all right?
What?
What's hey, Ari's mouth? Your mouth.
Okay? Yeah, Ari, how's your mouth? Yeah.
It's
good.
Ari, how's your mouth? Ari, how's your mouth?
Ari, how's your mouth?
do you guys think that we... How hard do you guys think it would be to get Randy Thompson on the Discord? Like, do we have to pay him to join our Discord, or do you think that he would just hang?
Oh,
I think he has a flip phone.
Guys,
even better.
I went to pick up pho the other night, and I yelled at the people. It was awesome, and then I called them back later to be like, sorry about that. I think it was on the last episode. Maybe I talked about it, but. While we were there, I turned around. I was like, "Oh my god, it's Randy Thompson!"
And
I was
like, "From a Barnes and Noble."
I was like, "The guy has two jobs. It's fine. He can work at the pho place also. It's fine." So I turn around. And there's Randy Thompson, and I was like, "Hey!" And the guy was like, "What?" And I was like, are you Dom? And he was like, no. It's like, all right, go.
It was actually just Randy Johnson.
I think it might have been him, and that he was just like, no.
I don't know. Just to yell at these measles.
No, that was after, but yes, it was,
just another extremely handsome guy with a mustache.
Yeah, it was like pretty weird. But if I were him and like I saw what was going on, I'd be like, nah, that's not me. And then they're like, order for Dom. And I'm like, and he's like, I said Tom.
Yeah. With a coal.
Yeah. I said Don.
Yeah, it's Don. Yeah. So anyway. Okay, so 2025, some real good highlights. There was circumference. There was Gergerth, where we made up a new stoichiometry, which was super cool. A handful of other things too that we were there. And so now I'm kind of looking forward to 2026. This is our final episode of the year, Brandon. We're not going to record next week, so I'm going to be out of town. And so 49 episodes, including a 5 episodes in 1 week weekend that we did. 49 episodes is like a new record for us. We never get that many done. And so season 4 coming to an end, and just like nice, funny times, and grateful for everyone that's on the show and everyone that joins the show and listens to us and all that stuff, right? But now I'm turning my focus to what's going on for 2026. So I don't know. Like, does anyone have any? I've got some ambitions, but does anyone have like a, you know, Darth Gurgier planned or something like that? Or
Artemis launch.
Oh yeah, are you trying to like manifest me coming to that? Or
you trying to get?
I'm trying to get on that.
Do you think I can stay out there?
Trying to manifest you coming.
Well, I've already come. Doesn't take much.
That'll be $100, please.
trying to get you guys down here again. Wait, for the first time since you didn't come this last time. Huh? Yeah. What?
The rocket didn't take off last time I was here, so I was left.
You went down.
Balls. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but also. You, Brandon, you got approval.
Yeah,
I know.
From Cage,
I know,
to come down.
I got to be honest though. I don't know that that actually carries any weight. Like, I don't know if
Cage also wants to go.
Yeah.
Well, tell her as long as she can handle us calling you circumference, that's no problem.
That's right.
She's like, honestly, I like that better than littlest boy. She's like, she was the only one that called me that.
Does she know about any of this? Has she like listened to the show?
No,
like,
absolutely not. No.
Okay, I was gonna say huge mistake. We found out this week that Siege's dad has been listening, so that's fun.
Yeah,
must be proud.
I started giving Siege, me some feedback.
Siege, tell your dad what's up.
Yeah, I will do.
I tried to explain to somebody today, literally before I came on this show. It's actually just shampoo and water, by the way. Before I got on the show, I was explaining to somebody that I danced ballet for 15 years or whatever, and the guy made a joke about how he was in cheer, and I would like to, I guess it, now I'm, it's an argument that I was making that. Cheer, he was joking about cheer. He didn't actually do it, but I was like, I'm pretty sure cheerleading
stolen is valor.
Yeah, I was like, pretty sure cheerleading is bigger than ballet. but then he was like, no, and I was like, wait, oh no, is it not? And so I guess question of the week.
Of the week.
No. Is cheerleading bigger than ballet?
I got to make a channel for question of the week on the Discord.
Oh,
now.
Perfect. Great. That is definitely not the question of the week.
It's okay. I mean, it doesn't matter. It's like, it's not like it's
judgment free, everybody.
It's judgment free. It's entirely judgment free, but which one's gayer?
You know, I saw a thing about how if you're straight and you do ballet and you're a dude and you get into your 20s and you're doing it, that like you can just sleep with all of the ballerinas because they're all so insular. And like the ones that like there's only like if I'm picking a random number, let's say half of the guys are straight and half the guys are gay. Then like that's there's already 4 times more women in ballet. Yeah. And so then a lot of the more successful ballet dancers, either ballerinas either marry a male dancer or someone with money outside of it that's trying to, you know, that like is well whatever for whatever reason. And but yeah, then like the dudes that are in it that are straight are just like, all right, let's just bang for several years, and it's got to be
Brandon, what happened?
Pretty cool.
I think I left ballet before the banging years.
Yeah,
man.
So
it's a shame.
I know. Yeah. Could have gone pro at banging, you guys, and then.
Do you still have your dancer's belt?
No, I don't. I do not have. I think those all went in the fire.
I was gonna say, could you wear it to start the next year?
You know what? I could have worn the dancer's belt on the show, and because of the color, it would have looked like a Ken doll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's cool. Well,
but like a well endowed Ken doll.
Question of the week: which would you prefer, Brandon, to wear a dance belt or a mawashi in 2026 on the show?
Oh, that's a good question.
Of all of the, I know which one I will. I will wear either of those without shame.
Know which one.
Yeah. No, if I were gonna choose a hobby of mine to get into from high school again,
masturbation.
No, it had to have been a fad. I think I would choose that. I've been looking at buying a saxophone recently. Just to see if I can get back into it so we can start a legitimate ska band called, what were we going to call it again? Top Ska
Band.
We
just read it.
Top Ska Band.
Top Ska Band.
Top Ska Band.
Okay. So for 2026, let's all encourage Brandon to get back into saxophone.
Yeah.
I like all it. Right?
Siege, you got anything that you're going to do for 2026? You got any aspirations?
Nope.
Get on a rocket. Get zapped by lightning on a balcony.
Oh, man. Yes.
Get zapped by a rocket on a balcony.
Get rocketed by lightning.
Get a red rocket on a balcony and zap someone.
Hell yeah.
Team Rocket, let's go. All right. Yeah.
Already on it.
Okay, so Siege, no ambition. Not surprised. Gravy, you got any, you got any ambition for 2026 there, buddy?
No, nothing. Nothing at all.
Good.
Bang a bunch of ballerinas.
Nope. Not with that sweater.
Hey, Mama Ginge, what is your ambition for 2026?
the little knowing what's up glance.
I saw a ballet dancer who posted, he just like took a selfie video of himself on a crowded Boston train, and he was like, none of these people understand. He's joking, but like, none of these people understand that I just got done playing Mother Ginger. That no one gets it or whatever. No one gets me. And I had to comment and be like, oh, you're just supposed to tell everybody all the time. Like, if you're going to play Mother Ginger, the world deserves to know this. You have to annoy everyone.
You're like, also, I understand you. I'm the only one.
I definitely was like, I just did that in a much lower level, but also as important. Uh-oh, what has he got?
It's just a blank. I'm cold, you guys. It's really cold out here.
Yeah, so my ambition for 2026, I am going to have a New Year's resolution.
Oh, what?
I hate New Year's resolutions. And I'm choosing one on purpose because nothing else in my life seems to work towards getting me better or improved or anything else. And so, yeah, I need to, I'm going to have a New Year's resolution. I'm not quite sure what it's going to be, but I've got a couple things that I've been thinking about.
I was going to say, you have to announce it on the show.
So right now your New Year's resolution is to have one?
Yep. Merry Christmas.
You guys, I am going to plan on doing something and sticking to it.
So this is my fattest year, so I feel like it should have something to do with that. Where like I
congratulations. You know. That's right. Do we have a new record?
Oh, dude, it's
guys, are we gonna guess? Wait, is it Guinness time?
Is it Fat Greg Week?
Is it Guinness time? Is it Fat Greg Week?
No, I'm too sensitive for all this, but thank you. Someone said with my Mother Ginger makeup, they were like, oh, look, it's Mimi from the Drew Carey Show. And I was like,
oh, no.
Died on the inside a lot. Okay.
Sorry.
It was Leslie,
what they like was
in
it's
a really
Tara
hot
Banks.
Corset. Yeah.
Not better. Although bang.
Jamimi?
Isn't it Tyra Banks also?
Oh, probably. Tara Banks.
Now we care about getting things right on this show.
It's not science, so we do have to get that one right.
It's true. It's true. We can't lie about anything but science.
I guess, I don't know, classification, taxonomy, is it called taxonomy where you name things? I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to try to spend at least the first month of the year, if not longer, foregoing fast food.
Oh.
And
ooh.
The thing about fast food is that I'm just too lazy to make food. And so it's just there and I just eat it. And I like find the cheapest thing and just eat that multiple times a week from whatever place I'm currently infatuated with. Real ADHD move here where I'm just like, focus in on one thing, eat that a lot. Suddenly you've got 30,000 points on your McDonald's app. It's a whole problem, right? So I'm thinking about like, if I, not only will my health be better if I don't eat fast food, because I'll eat other stuff, but also I probably just won't eat a lot. And so I think overall, I'll just, that'll be a good calorie deficit way to go about changing my life. And I mean, I hate myself either way, so that's not the problem. It's not like, I'm gonna, like even if I were like ripped and, you know, the weight, target weight, I'd still be like, I mean, you're garbage, generally speaking. So, yeah. So I figured might as well do that.
Unrelated.
Unrelated.
Do you?
That should have been our word of the year, by the way.
Riverside. Yeah. That should have been not. What was our word of the year? Ha 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 ha.
Anyway.
It was right?
Yeah.
Or was it anyway? Was it anyway?
We said we had anyway and
Yeah. And like our word cloud just looks like my kid trying to tell me any story.
And then glory holes.
Yeah, weirdly also part of a lot of his stories.
That's what you get for telling him that's how you find Jesus.
We don't go to one of those churches. The
drug church.
You guys are Catholic? Church. Okay, cool. Got it.
I was just thinking because you said a lot of points on a McDonald's app, and I was like, the first question that came to my head was, is that a lot? And then the obligatory, how many McDonald's points could you fit in your mouth? but the question I was wondering is, do you guys think that like, so cryptocurrency is like a thing, right? Like that's it's not niche, I guess, anymore, but it's still not like, it hasn't been like adopted culturally yet. But do you think that like the way to get cryptocurrency adopted would be to make like, the points that you earn at your Starbucks and your McDonald's is interchangeable. So you could redeem McDonald's points at like the grocery store to buy your food. And then it got me thinking about how stoichiometry really might be the basis of every transaction that's done in the future, where we have to convert how many McDonald's points are worth one.
How many McDonald's points are worth
700,000 McDonald's points gets you a salad from the grocery store. Like, okay, bag salad. Great. Keep going.
Yeah.
There's got to be a way to do it.
You make them fungible, right? That's what you're saying, is you make them like, God, I learned something last year. Where you like,
oh man.
And then you have conversion rates and it all gets, becomes Trump coin or whatever. And then we buy stuff. I hope not.
And we go to Dunkin' Donuts with Trump coins from McDonald's.
Yeah. Well, as long as the billionaires agree, that's the big problem, is getting them all to agree. It'll be like, you know, only some stuff only works on Apple. Whole Foods doesn't work on Android. This is bull.
Well, in Star Wars, they always talk about credits, right? And you're like, okay, I wonder how, like, universally, how did credits become the galactic currency? You got to imagine that it all stemmed from every planet at its own fast food that they were all racking up points for. And they're like, all right, let's just baseline these to credits to one. How many Starbucks, Jedi Starbucks are worth one? Where's Mon Mothma from? I can't even think of the planets from all the.
Or is it like Demolition Man, where everything in the future is Taco Bell?
Yes.
Oh, also, Greg.
Demolition Man?
Demolition
Let me see
Man.
Them three shells, motherfucker. I've seen it.
Yes. Ending the year on a high note.
Yeah. Oh,
speaking of.
I'm gonna put another applause.
It's so beautiful.
I don't feel like, yeah. I don't feel like we made it very far on that one.
No, it was great. I just didn't have a breath ready, and I'm sick, so it's hard for me to do that, but that was great.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Well, dudes, I feel like there's a pretty good chance that there might actually be aliens out there.
Oh, yes.
Speaking of Star Wars.
I told you.
And Force Bucks and
Three-Eye Atlas.
The, you know, we sent that, there was that asteroid and we sent that spacecraft there and then it like hit it with like a hammer and scooped up a bunch of the stuff that came off of it. And then they brought it back.
Little dildo thumped.
Yeah, a little. And the results are in from Bennu is what it's called. The asteroid's called Bennu. They got it back. Ooh, they couldn't get the stupid container open. It like took them like months to figure out how to get it open, which I think is hilarious.
They got it filled with dust.
Did they try burning it under hot water to see if they could
tap it on the cement outside? Yeah. Ron Papil comes around with like a gripper thing that it can open. Okay, anyway.
You gotta bring it over to your dad. Have dad try and twist it off.
Absolutely. And then like, then when the kid takes it and opens it, like, well, I loosened it for you.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is from a few weeks ago, so I'm reading my notes because I didn't prepare for this. So the first studies revealed the presence of water from the material that came back. They found water, ooh, carbon, and several organic molecules were all in the sediment there. Then they detected amino acids, formaldehyde, and all five of the nucleobases found in RNA and DNA, as
somebody
well as
chiseled in the sample
phosphates. I wanted to be an alien, but you're just saying it's a pervert. Oh.
Maybe it's a pervert alien. Maybe the alien had sex with the asteroid.
I'm gonna cump.
I'm gonna cump.
We cump at peace.
there's a sugar that comes along with that that makes it taste better. There's a sugar within RNA and DNA, and they hadn't detected that until now. It's a ribose in RNA and a deoxyribose, which is the D of DNA. And that was missing from the first analysis of the BNU material. Well, now they've detected that. And so all of the building blocks that we think make life possible are just on this dumb space rock cruising around. And even if it's just an alien that showed up to comp on it, like at least,
yeah,
no matter how we're finding it, at least we're finding the pieces that could potentially be elsewhere. And that's a pretty significant thing to consider, that like other planets are probably in the midst of ruining their own, you know, ecosystems and stuff by escalating power for, you know, money.
Can you imagine an alien just looking for like a secluded place to just
make $100, make $100 space credits
out? finds one rock floating around, dumps one out, and then that's the one that we go to get a sample of.
To be fair, the alien was giant and he covered the whole asteroid in one shot, so it was like
maybe the asteroid wasn't just all along.
Maybe it was just part of a communal place.
You know when you use the,
everybody goes to that rock.
You know when you use the squeezable mayonnaise after a while and it's got the little plug in it? Like maybe that's what the asteroid is. The little plug goes shooting out. And that's what we found.
That's the birth of a star.
Or of an asteroid or whatever, but yeah. Okay, well, I tried to do some nerd talk. So.
You did. We ruined it as usual.
Okay, so every spending $100 at McDonald's gets you 10,000 My McDonald's reward points. So knowing is the basis.
Oh no.
Greg, how many points do you have?
To be fair, I always go at breakfast and they give you double points, so $50. I have 30,000 points.
Holy crap!
Well, that's only $300. That's only $300.
When I started this, when Gravy pointed it out to me that you could use the app and it was worth it because you got free stuff, and I was like, all right, I'll try it. And then I was like, well, I'm doing this every day now because it's gamified, easy, and I don't have to think. Great.
So now, every time you come, you can get 10,000 My McDonald's rewards points.
Nah, dog. I'm a smart investor. I'm not. I want that cash, bro. I'm gonna put that into the.
It's all gonna be fungible.
I just don't want that crazy clown getting a cut of my comp money.
Brand comp new sentence.
That's gonna be the title of the episode.
Crazy clown getting my comp money.
Yeah, crazy clown comp money. How's that sound?
That's the CCCP. That's what that stands for. Yes. Oh wait, no. Where's the P? That's an M. Dang it.
That's the P in comp. Come on.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Let's capitalize that. Okay, good. Now we're lying about science. There we go. Good.
There we go.
Okay, one more about linguistics.
One more to ruin everybody's Christmas. I've got two more things, though. One more to ruin everyone's Christmas for sure. We're getting pretty close to a future, to reaching the future where exoskeleton technology is going to be useful. And they say like a whole wide ranging set of uses for it. Like if you were in a warehouse and you needed to carry heavy stuff, you put on like some extra like limb protection basically, and it has hydraulics and it helps you pick up heavier things and not get tired and supports your back and stuff like that. Great. Another place that they're thinking about doing it is, since they can't find people to take care of old people because they're the worst, they're thinking about putting it into old people homes. And I was like, can you just imagine that, like, behind the scenes, you just hear from like some horny ass old man just humping grandma in the next room or whatever.
These hydraulics need a tune-up.
We must, in the future war that we fight against this jizz alien, and we have to send our strongest and most we have to send our strongest and most elite warriors, and as the only people trained with the exoskeletons, it's all of our grandparents.
And all they do is just hump the whole time, and we lose because we can't get them to focus.
That's the only way that we can get Jizz Alien on our side. He was like, I said, these people.
I said, imagine giving them exoskeletons to help them with their lusty thrusting, which is a brand new sentence.
That's excellent. That's like four brand new sentences this episode.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like every episode, the count is significant. So, and then one other thing, Siege, you sent this to us. I had spent all day on Saturday talking about this horror, and it was from
about this horror,
horror. From the
SeattleTimes.com,
King County warns of toilet rats after record flooding.
Oh, yeah.
Well, just if you needed to know that a rat can, you know, after record flooding, a rat can swim up through your pipes and bite you in your butthole is a terrifying thing. There's several points about it, though, that were interesting. It says, oh, this isn't just a flooding thing. This can happen anytime. And I was like,
hell yeah.
New fear unlocked.
Glad I just ordered new dog bags because I'll be pooping outside.
just directly into the bag, man. If you're gonna do it
outside, though, I don't want to make a mess. I'm gonna miss, obviously, and then
get yourself like a top hat.
Also, I want my neighbors to. I want to be like looking over my shoulder while I'm like my dog does, like,
making eye contact.
Fearful like a dog.
Hey, I mean, you're not far from slightly furry. You could probably get somebody to hold you on a leash.
Now we're talking. And then the other part that
sending you a tail.
The other part that they said is like, if you're worried about it, just make sure you keep your toilet lid closed, which you should do anyway when you flush the toilet, because like a giant poo-cano comes out of it every time, or poo-a-cane comes out of it every time you flush your toilet after you've pooped and gets all of your toothbrush and everything else. So close your toilet lid anyway. But when you're not there, keep it closed and maybe put something on top of it even, because if a rat gets up there and it's struggling, it'll try and push its way out into your house or whatever. Okay.
Put a normal rat on top of it so that way toilet rat can be there are two rats inside me.
Rats on rats, just like, and then to keep that other rat in line, you gotta have another rat outside that's bigger than it, just scare it from leaving the bathroom.
Little lady who swallowed a rat.
But then they go on to point out that should this happen to you, which it probably won't, they say, it's there haven't been any reported cases this year, even during the flooding. Let's say, should this happen to you?
Reported because those people were eaten from the inside out.
I mean, especially if one of them comes out using nunchucks, like Master Splinter is like, yeah.
just
warned us about toilet sitting there.
You're sitting there reading this week's issue of Home and Garden magazine, and all of a sudden you have two katana blades cut through your stomach and cut out.
We don't understand how he died, but we can't say it was rats. Okay. But they said, should a rat get in there and then you open it, you see one in there and you feel bad for it, you should not make it your pet.
Aww.
Because...
you can't have rat-a-poopy.
This is my turd mouse. You want to meet him?
My turd mouse.
Give him a kiss.
Rat-a-poopy is so funny.
No. He should be embarrassed by that and ashamed, but also I'll allow it.
I'm so sorry, but I'm also not. Yeah,
Ratatootie was right there. No, Ratapoopy is so much better. It's so good.
Okay, well, we're out of time on 2025, but we got to do one more Guinness Times if Brandon's here. So
hell yeah, we do.
If you'd be so kind.
Oh, are we getting recorders? Can we all learn how to play this? Forget my saxophone.
Didn't learn how to play.
I'm sending you all recorders. That's a thing that's happening.
Oh my God.
Merry Christmas.
Well, I'm trying to find one here for you. Let's see here. Well, okay, this
most
is good.
Shirtless men on a podcast right now.
It's,
when
it is none of us have been punched in the face until we've been knocked out or broken our jaw. That's great, because I'm sure there's a few out there that have. Anyway, this is good for the time of year. It's winter. Yeah, Brandon. Get it out of your system.
Well, I just, before you say that, none of us have ever done that. Gravy, have you ever been punched in the face and knocked out so that you broke and also broke a jaw? Because I feel like if anybody here has been.
Not all three of those things, oh, okay. No.
Largest collection of snow globes. This is a dude from Germany, obviously, who has a large collection of snow globes.
How many? I have so many snow globes.
How many snow globes does he have?
How many snow globes?
I'm guessing that, Siege, you probably won last time, so you go first.
Oh, I definitely won last time. 420.
Nice. All right, 420. Gravy, you're second today.
I'll say like 14,000.
14,000. All right. Well, it's wrong. Okay, apparently. And Brandon.
I was just saying 4,000.
420, 4,000, and 14,000. Great guesses, guys. Not.
You're welcome.
Congratulations to Josef Cardinal, who claimed the record for largest collection of snow globes back in 2002 when he had 6,100. And since then, his collection has almost doubled to 11,000.
Wow.
Brandon on the board.
Hell yeah.
I don't know what this word is, but I understand what she's doing.
Ooh. Can you show us?
Yeah, sure. She is she's knitting with her mouth.
Oh. Talent.
Oh, yeah.
I like it.
That.
Sup.
Okay. Oh, so she's knitting with her mouth. It's called sinnet.
What's that tongue do?
Longest chain sinnet knotted in the mouth in 1 minute. Yeah, I don't. This is a weird one. How long do you think? You saw how fast she was doing. How many stitches was she able to do in 1 minute?
Oh, how many stitches?
Yeah, that's.
I was gonna say like.
Yeah, it's not a distance. It's the number of stitches, and then someone has to pick that up after it's been in her mouth and count them all, which is a hilariously terrible job. Yeah,
and then put it in my mouth.
He's like, I'm going to use my mouth to measure it. Oh, okay.
That's right.
Two, three, four.
I'm going to go with 69.
69 says Siege. Gravy.
42.
42 says Gravy, who's apparently wrong. Brandon?
I'm going to say 110.
Longest chain sinnet knotted or sine knotted in the mouth. It's knotted in the mouth in 1 minute. 236.
Wow. Wow.
Huang Hung Li of the People's Republic of China, or whatever it's called, the CCCP.
The crazy clown. Cash cup. Yeah. I can't remember what we said on our previous episode if I can't remember what we said 5 minutes ago.
That's a fact. Absolutely. Wow, I don't know that.
Four in a second. Jeez.
Okay. Hold on. I'm trying to find a good one here. This is now just like a lot of like quizzing each other.
Wait, so do I win?
Yeah, I mean, we're gonna do one more just for fun, but yeah you win technically. Yeah.
Play the music.
No.
Sorry, this music. One's for all the marbles.
That's my goal in 2026: is that we all have victory music. We all have a theme song.
Absolutely.
Can we get the guy that made the Excel
World Champion?
I took the drug.
That one works too. And the drugs
are working. I took the drugs and the drugs are working. Took the drugs are working.
It's the Excel World Championship. Who's going to win? It's the Excel.
It's the
World
Championship.
Did I ever send it to you guys? We actually had one of our listeners send us on Instagram. I think it was Eric Perry.
Turn that off. Thank you.
No. I think it was Eric Perry. He actually sent us the 2025 XL World Championships on Instagram.
Oh, my God.
I only care about it for the music.
Same.
Tallest wig...
Is that while it's being worn? Because it's definitely, you know, Mother Ginger.
Tallest wig while being worn. I think, what country is green, white, green stripes? Like a tricolor, but it's green, white, green. Is that Nigeria?
Nigeria?
It's an African country, I think, but I'm not.
Yeah, Nigeria.
Helen Williams is her name, so colonizers got to her.
Colonizers.
Yeah. Tallest wig. She's also got the record for widest wig and longest handmade wig. She describes this record as her greatest challenge so far. There are no limits in life, only new heights to reach. I mean, there's limits. Like, I can only jump so high. I mean, it's like, okay. Anyway.
Except for when you jump higher.
Except for when you get really old and you shred the boat in nursing home, they give you exoskeleton.
Yeah. if you got that good insurance. Anyway. Yeah. Siege, tallest wig.
They just give you those shoes that have the... the curvy thing.
The big curvy thing. 6 feet 9 inches.
Okay, see, just apparently right. Gravy?
50 feet.
50 feet? Oh. Wrong. Okay, and Brandon?
12 feet.
12 feet. Congratulations to Sean Tasty Gravy, not Gervin. 50.42 feet.
No.
What?
No way.
Yeah, you were with...
What?
You were with
the, see this wig, Helen.
Oh, yeah. Hold on.
Is it supported by a crane?
What?
I don't know how they do it, dude. It's magic.
It cannot be... Yeah, it's not self-supported.
She got a neck replacement like me. There's no way.
She's got to have, like, scaffolding to get that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's somebody on a ladder.
She's got guy lines.
You guys should yell at Guinness about this. I don't actually care at all.
Listen, man, Guinness has been, like, kind of half-assing it lately.
Yeah, they probably run out of stuff at this point. I told somebody, as soon as I started telling them... I immediately was regretting it, but I told them that I think
this about our show.
I said, as I was talking to them, I was like, I think that I unofficially held the Guinness World Record for fastest Caprese I ever drank for about a day. And they were like, oh, really? When was that? How did you know? When did you find the original record? I'm like, well, it was on Guinness, the Guinness Instagram. And they were like, oh, when was that you did that? I was like, less than a year ago. And they were like, oh,
maybe. Like, going to my real estate seminar?
Yeah. I'm actively not parenting to do that.
One of my children was right there. Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
I was crying while I did it.
Well, congratulations on the big win to finish off the year. Congratulations to birthday boy Siege.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Yeah, I appreciate all of you.
You got nudity and a win today, Siege, so congratulations.
I can't believe it. This is like the best day of my life.
All right, play them off. I tell you to play yourself off. That's the best part.
I just try to explain it to my wife if she walked into the guest house right now, what's going on here.
Should I text her?
Yeah, probably. Send her a screenshot.
Gravy, send it to the chat. We can send that to her.
Well, I guess we got a cover for this week's episode.
She's definitely seen us in the hot tub, so it's not like this is going to surprise her. Also, how dare you get rid of the hot tub? The worst event that happened to this podcast this year is definitely that. Anyway, that's the end of another important year. This is a very heady show. Schooling us at the end now is producer Sean Tasty Gravy, not Gervin. Sean.
All right, Greg, well, we learned that you're planning on a plan to have a plan to cash in all of your McDonald's points for crypto.
Oh, that's excellent.
You'll get hundreds of dollars.
How many cryptos do I get for that, do you think?
Four.
An eighth.
Okay, cool, thanks. Four and an eighth, got it.
Siege will replace all of the asteroid alien DNA with his own to assert pervert dominance over the aliens.
Correct.
It's just a combination of shampoo and conditioner and water, okay?
Sure. Did they find life on Mars? No, but it found shampoo.
What is that, Pert Plus?
And this week we're sending Brandon into battle. He's going to be wearing an old man's exoskeleton and try to comf on the battle droids.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love that. Why do they keep short-circuiting? Well, we didn't know we were up against perverts.
Roger.
Brandon has officially become a power bottom.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.